This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET, we're back.
All right, I do hear you back. And you must have switched to your Anytone.
Yeah, I figured I'd give it a shot. I tried making some of those adjustments last night. It didn't seem to make any difference at all.
Yeah, I was really under the impression that it was on the beginning of the transmission that it would have the effect. You know, maybe there's the carryover to the end, but interesting.
Yeah, what you said are both true. It carries it over and us. And you could try to do it in the beginning, but it seems like you have to wait until about two or it depends what you set it for. Like if it's 2 or 3 seconds, it takes, you have to have dead air for 2 or 3 seconds before you talk, or else it cuts the beginning of your transmission off.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to filter that out. And, obviously it's got to be some type of delay circuit. Yeah, I don't know if changing from CTCSS to DCS would do it. I know you were considering that. What's your theory on that?
Yeah, it definitely would fix it. Now, that's the whole idea behind DCS. It makes it nice and quiet for you.
I could see it being quiet, just like PL. But what's different enough about it from PL tone or CTCSS to... and how it functions, what you do?
Well, every radio, with DCS at is, it sends a bit at the end of each of your transmissions that tells the radio to, tells the code to shut down. It's digitally telling it to, you know, to stop receiving. So, other than CTSS where it drops the tone and the squelch.
It's something you could try. I mean, obviously it's doing it with the Anytone. If you tried it with, that radio and it fixes it and you like it, we can then, share that new DCS, frequency.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Have to try it, see if everybody wants to switch. Obviously, just me and Brad, and obviously you have to give that number out.
Yeah, so if it resolves the issue and it cleans up that crash for your radios too, I would say it's probably a reasonable request to change that. Because like I said, I'm definitely hearing it now. I knew right away that you switched to the Anytone.
All right, and the fight. So this is the mobile now. Does this make any difference?
Yeah, I hear it, but it's so faint. It's just an unkey. It's lower than your audio. So no, it's fine. I think that's very clean.
All right, I'm sure Brad's hopping, waiting to jump in there. So good morning, Brad. If you can hear me. Go ahead, Travis. Take it. I gotta get driving here. I'm not even on the road yet.
Oh, you are definitely behind then. Okay. Sorry. Set you astray there. Yeah, Jeff, I tried to connect to Ross's node this morning, and I couldn't connect this morning, so I sent him a text saying such, and he was saying something about he had a power outage over there last night, so he had to do a reboot on the node. And I assume that is you connected in there. I see the echoing connection. This is K2PCB. Good morning.
KC2, end of AM. Good morning. So, power outage. I don't believe we had one in Elma.
Nor did I, but I know the power has not been too steady lately, and we've had a lot of issues. In fact, we're still, as a side project, still working through one of our racks that... we believe suffered some damage through either a power outage or a brownout. So, and over the past couple of weeks, even at home, we've lost power a few times. And yeah, it's kind of sucky. I always worry about our, you know, electronic devices and hoping that there's enough protection in the power supplies and that they've accounted for that. And obviously with those conditioners, something went wrong. And I'm not sure, we're not sure yet the extent of all the damage. As we get into it, there's more and more damage because it took out the voltage regulation and then some went low, so those were easy fixes, and some went high, and that caused more damage.
Yeah, that triple outage at work really kind of screwed us up in where I work. And just on having to re-verify three separate occasions and then reload everything back into the burn side of it, it was just like, are you effing kidding me? Because it takes like 20 minutes for each time.
Oh, yeah. And I am so glad I am using a laptop as my PC, primary PC these days. In fact, a lot of what we do is with laptops. And when the power goes out, yeah, all the equipment goes down, but the PC doesn't. So if you were collecting data, you can save that. That was one of the things I used to hate, you know, when I still worked on a desktop, is if you weren't saving, power goes out, which was rare. Yeah, you had the potential to lose stuff, and you did. And, yeah, those just cut the power events are not good for Windows.
No, and our stuff for the burn, I asked, so what about getting an uninterruptible power supply? And they're like, the battery stuff wouldn't last too long with the amount of current draw that the PC is directly connected to the oven, so that would just diminish it quickly. And the ones that would work effectively are astronomically expensive.
Yeah, so a similar situation with some of the equipment over at Micro, Ross could tell you. Especially, you know, when it's a PC tied to a machine, you know, you're going to lose the motors. Those are going to shut down and have the potential to crash. But it's nice if you can at least have the PC shut down, you know, eloquently. And, yeah, that's always the goal. It's like you have to address just the PC or have software running on there that recovers better. All right, we're coming into the weekend here, with today being Friday. I've got a lot of projects on my plate today. In fact, I was telling Lynn I don't see myself getting out early today. Early is 3:30, normal time is 4:30. And, yeah, I'm just, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about, you know, how I'm going to approach the day with everything. And we'll figure it out. And, yeah, maybe on this over here, I'll turn it back to Brad, see if he made it in there this morning. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you guys this morning?
Wow, aside from the tail crash, which Ross thinks he might have a solution for, but he wants to do some experimentation. That's quite the booming signal you've got there today.
I'm on medium power, talking further away from the mic. I'm talking incident to the mic, so I'm not sure why.
Well, I mean, it's a nice good signal. At least on my end, it sounds like it's got a good amount of you know, punch to it.
That's good. Good. So the tail crash, is that when I release the mic?
Yeah, there's a, I think it's more related to the radios, because Ross was just testing it out. His truck doesn't do it, but our Anytone radios do. And then it seems like that Olinko does. And basically, it's a timing issue where I think the the audio circuit is shutting down, and the PL tone is still keeping the receiver open, so it gets this this audio transient that gives you a not so much of a pop, but it's like a burst of noise right at the end of the signal. You probably don't hear it right now, but if Ross were to transmit with his Anytone radio, you would hear it. It depends on the radio you're listening on. If you're listening on HD, it might not sound as bad. If you're listening on a system like I have in the truck here, where it's coming through the speakers with better fidelity, it's pretty loud.
Interesting. I obviously don't hear it. When I was tinkering with it the other night, and Ross was doing the playback for me, I didn't notice it. But then again, I wasn't listening for that.
Yeah, it would be interesting if it was in the playback, when it echoes it back to you. They might handle it differently from when it just sends it to the network.
Jeff and I are listening to it. All kind of cool stuff to play with. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, just to play with as an interim radio until you decide, you know, which one to do next. Anyway, let's see. I think Jeff was up next.
Sorry, I got my mouth full. I've eaten a little breakfast. But any plans for the weekend? I have my brother-in-law coming up for a Bills game tonight.
For me, I'll probably listen to the Bills depending on what the weather's doing, which looks like it's going to be decent. So I'll either be outside doing stuff or working on my Dodge. This morning, since for me it's the weekend, I'm going to head down to Blaisdell and do some 22 long rifle bench rest.
That sounds like a fun time had by all.
Yeah, for me, I have a 16-year-old's birthday party to go tomorrow with Lynn's great-nephew. And if everything goes well, either Saturday night or Sunday morning, I plan to do the install of the antenna mount, the antenna, mount the radio, and run the power to the battery, so on and so forth, and make this an official installation. So come Monday, if everything goes well, I should be coming in through RF, and we'll see how I make it into the system then.
That's always exciting.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I keep putting it off, and I'm getting everything together. And hopefully the antenna mount goes smoothly. And I was taking a look in the back behind the seat, where the radio is intended to go, and I actually think it's a little tighter spot than it was in my 2016 Colorado. There's a slight change in the gap back there, so hopefully the radio will fit. But we'll figure that out, like I said, tomorrow night or Sunday. But I've got 6:44, so I'll make this my final, but I'll listen out for a little bit. This is K2PCB. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, and 73's KC2NVM, clear.
73's to you guys. This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well, Brad, how familiar are you with Travis's radio? I don't know if he told you I'm going to try to switch to DCS. That probably should fix everything.